Today is March the 16th, 2024, on a Saturday at 5:25 a.m. And this podcast is about my tooth. I'm doing one about my tooth. Well, for the last year or so, I've had, I don't know if it's a wisdom tooth, but my back tooth on my right side, upper side. In the upper part of my jaw, started chipping away, and I was like, oh Lord. And for whatever reason, it started chipping away about 6 or probably 8 or 9 months ago, because it's been a long time. But for whatever reason, last week when I came from the car auction on November the 4th, my mouth just started being in so much pain where I almost couldn't eat. And I had to really take my time and eat last Thursday. And then all day Friday on March the 8th, I was just in bed in pain. And I'm a TV person. I like watching TV. I like listening to music. I wasn't able to do anything on Friday, basically. I was just in throbbing pain. I should have went to the doctor that day or made an appointment. But I thought, it would go away. And I eventually put a hot towel on there. I tried to rinse it out with Epsom salt, but that didn't work either, and because it was just too infected. It had so much infection around my gums. I knew it was swollen, and plus my gums had started to puff out. It was swollen that bad. And then on Saturday, I think an early Saturday, that's when I started making an appointment with the doctor, Miss Adina Goldbron. I think that's her name. I made several appointments, and I don't even think they got it. Because when I finally called, I finally called Sunday evening, and I made an appointment for Monday. That's when I finally got in touch with the young lady on Monday. She said, oh yeah, I got your message today before, which was on Sunday, and that was March the 10th. So I don't even think they got those internet appointments. Because you can make an appointment online. I don't even think they got that, but that's okay. The point is, I went up there Monday, and she's Mrs. Adina Goldbron saw me and told me, I thought I was going to get them pulled that day. And she was like, no. Oh, Lord. And then, because she said it was too infected. And if she was shot the detonating, whatever that detonating, they do the detonating before they extract your tooth. She said the infection would have spread it everywhere. And so I needed to take these pills. And y'all, these pills are so big. I was like, oh my God, but I see why they need to be big, because if you're going to kill an infection, you want it to drain out everything, and a little pill ain't going to do that. So I noticed that first pill, the second pill, I started to have a runny nose. I had to wipe my nose. I was like, oh, okay, it's doing what it's supposed to do. And by the time... So that was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah. Up until then, I had put the hot towels on my mouth and was rinsing my mouth. I was still rinsing my mouth with Epsom salt, which you needed. But by Thursday, I didn't even need to do that anymore, because those pills were so powerful, it drained all that infection out of my gums. And so, like I said, Thursday, this past Thursday, on March the 14th, I went to the auction, And my mom was against it because she thought you must be in the pain. And then by that time, I wasn't in any pain at all. It's just my mouth. I was just ready to get these tooth out of my mouth because I knew I didn't want to keep taking these big pills. And my tooth, my chipped tooth, and the back, the tooth that was behind it, was definitely infected. And so finally, March the 15th came yesterday, which was yesterday. And my appointment was for 11:30, and I was so happy that finally I was getting this tooth, both of them taken out. And the crazy thing is, I thought she would go after the big tooth first, but no. I didn't realize she was going after the small tooth, and it was really small. That was the easiest part. And I could hear her clicking with the pick or whatever that is, going against my tooth. I could feel it, but I wasn't in any pain. And when she got the, she said, well, she told me, well, I got the back tooth out. I was like, wow. She went after that one first. I guess that was the easiest one. And then, of course, she went and got the big tooth that had been chipped off. And man, she let me see both of them. And that was messed up. And of course, there's a big old hole gash in my mouth. Even right now. And my mouth felt like it. I had what you call it? When people have a stroke and their face finally drops, or so, I don't know what you call that. And that's when my face was definitely distorted a little. But you know, as time wore off, because she told me not to eat until 3 hours after it, and by the time I got home, it was, what time did I get home? I got home at 12:30, something like that. Yeah, close to 12:30, because you know, like I said, after I got my tooth pulled, and we paid with a credit card. Thank you God for my mom; she let me use her credit card. I went and got the quarters because usually every Thursday I always give my mom quarters. I didn't have time yesterday morning, because what I did was yesterday morning I went and got two milks, and I got the Friday paper for my mom before I went to get my teeth done. And I had the $10, because I always give my mom $10 worth of quarters on Thursday so she could go wash in the following week. So after that, I went to the Dollar Tree after I got my quarters, and I needed facial cream because I had run out of facial cream, and I've been trying to find facial cream, and I found two big ones because I thought I was going to have to get two little ones. I didn't want to get two little ones, but I finally found two big ones that's going to last for a while, because you know what, facial cream is not available like it used to. I mean, there used to be almost any dollar store, they had a slew of facial creams. Now, oh my God, now, when I buy facial cream, and I like, if I really like their facial cream, I try to get 5 or 6 of them, because it's so it can last me a good year or two. And like, I'm on my last bit of facial cream that I bought from a year ago. Was it a year ago? Yeah, a year ago. Oh, I think I bought it in 22, and it lasts me all the way until now, because I bought like 5 or 6 of them because they were $1 at shop, and they had a thing load of them. So that's why I was like, oh my gosh, since they got so many, and it's for $1, I better buy. And those facial creams have lasted me all the way 22, all of 23, and now we're going to, and I'm on my last one in 2024, March the 24th. So I've been looking, and so finally yesterday I went to the Dollar Tree and found two big creams, and hopefully they'll last me for the rest of this year. So going into 2025, but thank you all for that. And so when I came out the Dollar Tree, I looked on my phone and realized, oh my God, I just missed my 23 bus. And so I was, you know, I had no problem walking home, even after I had made minor surgery with the two tubes. Most people wouldn't have did that. They would have waited for the next bus by. But it was a great day for walking. The wind was kind of blowing. And plus, I walked through 43rd, oh my God, so many times, going and coming. So, but luckily, as I started walking, there was a lady who kind of lives in my area, and she ain't too bright upstairs. And when I saw the car, I was like, oh no. And finally, she let me, she offered me a ride home. And so finally, I said, why not? You know, let me get off the street. And I almost turned away, but I said, you know what, let me go. You know, I just got surgery. Lord knows what happened. Let me go. And let me go. And like I said, get this ride home. And her car was junky. Like, oh my God, like she lived. To all the people who have cars, I just don't understand. If you have a car, why do it look like you live in it? I mean, take a day and just clean all that. Take everything out and clean that nasty, filthy car. I just don't understand. But and then she almost didn't want me to. She was like, "Well, don't sit on that." I was like, "It's junk. All of it is junk." So I don't. Yeah, it's crazy. But I didn't let her take me all the way to my front door. I got off at Bluebell and I walked the rest of the way. I was like, I don't want this lady knowing where I live. I mean, even though my mama know her, I know her, but I don't think she knew exactly where we live. I don't think so. So I just got off at Bluebell and I saw her turn around and go back up Yale, and I was like, thank you, God. And I went my way. So I got home quickly. I say around right at 12:30, I mean, like at 12:30. So I was like, thank you, Lord, that I didn't have to walk, because, Lord, that probably, I'm not saying anything would happen, because, like, I walked 43rd many a times. But, you know, God knows how to do things, and I appreciate the ride. And of course, I got home and my mouth tore up, and I didn't eat anything yesterday until 7:45, and so by that time, the dinner, there's a name for it, I know it, it started to wear off my mouth, and so I was, you know, I ate like egg rolls, and I ate the rest of my dirty rice, and ate my noodles, and because all of it was soft. And then, of course, I went in, and so for the next couple of days, what I'm gonna do too is I heated after I got to eat my food, I heated some hot water and put some Epsom salt in there and put the hot towel on my face, and then I rinsed my mouth with the Epsom salt to kill any infection. And I'm gonna keep doing that for the next couple of days until my mouth really starts to heal completely, because it's still raw, but I can tell it's healing. It's already healing. I can tell right now it's already healing. So, you know what? My thing is this. Just take care of yourself. I'm going to take my time. Be patient. Because this, have I ever had a tooth this big come out my mouth? I think it was years ago that I had a tooth come out of my mouth that was this large. But that was, I was in high school then. And that space already, you know, I took care of it, healed, and I brushed my teeth last night. Most people wouldn't probably brush it, but, you know, I was gentle. I was taking my time and brushing and rinsed my mouth out with mouthwash and, You know, it's slowly, I can tell my mouth is slowly healing. So that's my tooth journey. I'll see you when I see you. You know what? My crazy behind, I just want to add on to the podcast I just did. Thank God, the most wonderful thing about it all, that I'm not in any pain. Because usually, anybody that went through what I went through yesterday, get my tooth pulled, they would be in crazy pain. But God is so good that I'm not even in any pain whatsoever. I mean, like my face, like I said, is that whatever she shot me with is finally lifting. It's totally lifted, and I can see my face coming back to normalcy. But the great part about it, I'm not in any pain. I'm not taking pain medicine because I'm still in pain. Thank you, God. That's all I wanted to say.